podcast family. It's Rob here. Hey, as many of you know, we just kicked off the 2020 Fast and Wrong Thinking earlier this week. We started on Monday, but if you haven't heard about it yet or haven't started yet, it's all good. You can actually sign up right now if you want to. It's totally free. Go to fastfromwrongthinking.com. You'll get an email every day from my dad, Gregory Dickow. And hey, instead of fasting from food for the next 40 days, we're fasting from wrong thinking. We're fasting today from the thought that says happiness is so hard to find. Today's episode here on the podcast is a conversation my dad had with me and some of my siblings and a few of our team members. He talked a lot about happiness, the difference between happy people and unhappy people. And the term that we use a lot around here is happy imperfect people. And so this episode covers all of that. It's going to be really, really good. I know you're going to love it. Enjoy.
So many Christians are trying, they're basing their happiness on getting it all together and having it all together. And you can't, if we wait for that, we're never going to be happy. Right. So the concept of happy and perfect people is that's the culture that I think is God's, the culture that God is wants in the earth. We need to be able to embrace our weaknesses without settling for our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what we're talking about. That's being good. Happy in the present moment, being finding that place of happiness. You know, the Bible says, happy is the man that does not condemn himself. Mm. It's not saying happy is the one who God doesn't condemn, because God already removed all the condemnation from our lives by sending Jesus to die for our sins, and there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. But it's us who condemn ourselves that make us unhappy. But happy is the one who does not condemn himself. So I think the real goal to me in my life, what I'm trying to live out and what I want to model and what I want to encourage all of us to live by, is finding that place where you can be happy, not because you have it all together, you got it all done, you figured it all out, but because you accept yourself. Yeah. And you don't condemn yourself. You accept yourself because God accepts you. There needs to be this personal inner contentment. And to learn how to be content, it doesn't mean we're settling for where we're at in life. It means we're content with where we're at in life. Not settling, but because you have to be content at every stage in life. What stage will you ever be happy in if you're not happy in the current state? What do we talk about? That contentment is not a state of, it's a state of mind, not a state of affairs. Yeah. And really cool. You know, a state of affairs is how are the things in my life going? That should determine, most people, as long as everything in my life is going good, that determines my contentment. But contentment is a state of mind, not a state of affairs. Like, you have to carry contentment with you wherever you go. Like, you have to be at peace with who you are and where you're at in life. It doesn't mean you're settling. It just means you're at peace with God. You're at peace with yourself. And that's what causes you to be at peace with each other, with other people, is it starts from within. So, you know, if you can just remember the state of mind, not state of affairs, that's contentment. That's happiness. So happy imperfect people is all about not settling for our imperfections, but being happy in the midst of our imperfections. Yeah, and that can only come from knowing that God feels that way about us. He's not saying, hey, Joe, as soon as you get it together, I'm going to really be happy with you. Right. He's pleased with us now. He's happy that we just believe in him. Yeah. If we just trust him, that's where, what does the Bible say? It says, happy is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's where happiness comes from. It comes from trust, not from more money in my account, more popularity, more hits on Instagram, more whatever, yeah. more of anything. None of that is going to make anybody happy. People are going to be eternally seeking forever that place of contentment until you realize that God's good with you right now, so you be good with you right now. Cool. And that will bring out the best in you, because you're living and playing from a mentality of acceptance.
That's it.
A mentality of approval. Yes. Not I got to improve so I could be approved. No, you gotta feel the approval, and that'll improve everything in your life.
That's good.
When you really are grateful for what He's done for you, it doesn't make you sinless. Gratitude for God's grace doesn't make you sinless, but it makes you sin less. You know what I mean? It doesn't make you sinless, but it does make you sin less.
Wow.
Because you're grateful. When you're grateful, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the Bible says, this is the secret to life. Is when you fix your eyes on yourself, you're going to find all your imperfections and all your mistakes, and you'll be self-focused and self-centered, and you'll always feel like you come up short. But in Him we live and move and have our being, the Bible says. In Him, we're washed, we're forgiven. The gratitude for that is what I think activates the power of God for us to live godly lives. It's the gratitude. So look, when we're unthankful, we resort to all sorts of mechanisms in our mind and ways to achieve the thing we think we're missing out on. But gratitude doesn't start with something we're missing. Gratitude starts with realizing what we already have. And your breakthrough starts with, what do you already have? What can we already be thankful for? Maybe you don't have $1 million, but you've had food on your table every night. You know, maybe you don't have a $5 million house, but you have a roof over your head. Like, God provided that. God provides for us. And the perspective from really seeing things from God's point of view is everything's going to be all right when you're just thankful and when you just appreciate what Jesus has done for you.
Yes. And
the gratitude. When you're thankful, you're happy.
That's it.
When you're unthankful, you're unhappy.
Easy.
And the only thing that makes you thankful is when you see. Like the guy that 10 lepers were cleansed, right? One turns back to give thanks. And it says clearly in Luke 17, in verse 15, it says, and when one of them saw that he was healed, he turned back to give thanks. It's when he saw it, they were all cleansed. They were all healed. But when one of them saw that he was healed, like he really focused on what Jesus had just done for him, it caused him to turn back and give thanks. So what prevents us from being grateful, I think, is really what we're focused on. The Bible is so real and so alive, and I think we miss it sometimes. We miss the simplest things sometimes, that when he saw that he was healed, he became thankful. He turned back and glorified God. It doesn't have to do with what God did for everybody. It had to do with that one man focused on what God did for him. Because 9 other people got the same thing he got, but they kept going in the same direction. They didn't turn back to give thanks because they weren't focused. They were focused on what they were supposed to do rather than focused on what Jesus had just done.
Right.
And when you get your eyes focused on what everything you have to do, you're going to lose that gratitude. You have to be able to keep one eye on what Jesus has done and one eye on what your responsibility is, but never take your eye off what Jesus has done for you.
That's so cool.
Because that's when you lose your perspective and you lose your gratitude.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already so that you don't miss any of these episodes. And share with a friend. Share it with somebody who you know would be encouraged by this content. Have a phenomenal day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We got day 6 coming up. It's going to be a good one. Well, they're all good. Anyway, it's going to be good. Hope to see you there. Have a good day.